My interest is in metalloprotein engineering. From a very chemical perspective, from a bottom-up perspective, the history of working with porphyrins and heme proteins, and I'm interested in their interactions with peptides and proteins, particularly from a metals point of view. And so we've been through a period of design and selection of proteins for organization into electronic circuits. Biology makes electronic circuits, and we would like to take them out of context and use them as biochemical transistors. So that's been a long-term goal and still want to pursue that. More recently, I've been interested in artificial metalloenzymes and using 4 and 5D transition metals in a very orthogonal context to do chemistry that biology doesn't traditionally do. The principal techniques we use, I'm primarily a protein engineer, but as you've already seen, I think, from probably everybody speaking today, we all have to be have some expertise in a very wide area of techniques. Doesn't mean we're experts in those techniques, but we know what they mean, and we know who to talk to, and we know who the experts really are. So in the protein engineering, from molecular biology all the way up to biophysical characterization, nanotechnology, looking at single molecules, you've seen a lot of that already. Synthesis is important. Porphyrin synthesis is not trivial, and their characterization is not trivial, particularly if you want water-soluble ones. But more recently, we've been working on ruthenium organometallic complexes with a view to you looking at their medicinal properties, but really to understand, could we make new cofactors? Cofactors that biology doesn't have access to because these metals aren't abundant on the planet. And until the neutron star ejection of all the heavy metals reaches us, which is in some hundreds of millions of time, years' time, there's still a limited availability of these metals. So biology doesn't use them. But interestingly, it doesn't abuse them. Some of these things are not particularly toxic. It just ignores, particularly ruthenium, actually. But one thing I hope you've learned from a lot of talks is that we all think in a very fundamental way. And we've heard already, we want to learn from biology, but understand at a fundamental level how biology works chemically so that we can either intervene or understand the principles with which to build new systems. And I'll just give you some examples. This is a slide I wheeled out. It goes back to my graduate student days. But we're looking at cytochrome C. Mitochondrial cytochrome C, a one electron transfer protein. And the point was, we discovered in those days, was I could change its structure just by putting an electron on and off in a reversible way. And this is a bit of information. It's what physicists would encode into silicon and solid state devices. So in principle, this is something that could be used electronically to link to between electronics devices, solid state devices, and biology. And so what we're looking at here is, which one's the laser? Cytochrome C will switch which ligands it will use to the metal according to its oxidation state. Here it is in its oxidized state, and there it is in its reduced state. And here's some electrochemistry showing that I can go backwards and forwards. So I can control protein conformation electronically. And what I've done for many years is then try and assemble these kinds of things into something that might resemble circuits. And you've already seen amyloid fibers. Could we use those as a material and decorate it with electronic species to control new circuits? Not just circuits for moving electrons from A to B, but responsive circuits that respond to their environment, sense their environment, and send out electronic signals. So the kind of questions we've asked is, what is a porphyrin binding site in biology? This is not a trivial thing. Porphyrins are ubiquitous, and biology has exquisitely extracted the chemistry of porphyrins in a huge variety of ways. How is heme and iron porphyrin moved around in biology? Again, something we know very little about. Cytochrome C has the porphyrin covalently attached to the protein. How does that happen? Again, we don't understand that. We actually spend a lot of time trying to understand that, and it's not trivial. What interesting question is trivial. Can we self-assemble them? Can we put them into conduction circuits? And can we present biology with unnatural porphyrins? This is a combination of computational design of helices to go inside porphyrins, or selection, this is with Florian Hohlfelder, to select peptides that bind to unnatural peptides. But more recent work and current work is mainly focused on ruthenium organometallics. Can we use this orthogonal chemistry to our advantage? Will ruthenium compounds go into cells? Yes, they will. They are some in clinical trials. Can we target them by attaching things to them to take them to a specific location? And can we use reporters such as fluorescence or, as currently going on, fluorine-19 NMR? So we've got a ligand to a fluorine ruthenium complex that is tagged with fluorine, so we can perhaps monitor that in cells. And we've done some fluorescence in cells and also trying to do NMR in cells currently. But the most interesting target at the moment is what I would call unnatural cofactor design. Can we take organometallic complexes into a protein context and use the catalytic properties of those complexes? And this is a current design with a protease that binds a peptide, and the target is then to attach an organometallic complex, particularly with organometallic type ligands and an N-heterocyclic carbene. And this actually uses technology that Gonzalo Bernardes has already introduced to you to attach unnatural groups to polypeptides that then get incorporated into the protein. This is in collaboration with my colleague Sally Boss, an inorganic chemist, and also with Christian Hartinger in the University of Auckland. So, I've come a long way from protein engineering. I never thought I would get into computational design, but with David Wales, we've done that. Our targets are electronic circuits and orthogonal chemistry using transition metals. I'm very grateful to my local collaborators, Sally, Florian Hohlfelder in biochemistry, David Wales on the computational front, and Nick Bampos on the synthetic porphyrin front. I do hope you're having a good day. If you want to know any more about projects and what opportunities are available, please email me or talk to me later in the cafe. Thank you very much.